It's 10 to 9 now. Well, a question for you. What do Charles de Gaulle, Pope John Paul II, Princess Grace, Bob Hope, the Beatles, and all the Blacks rugby, and the All Blacks rugby team have in common? Well, they were all entertained by the Bunratty Castle entertainers. Our reporter Petula Martin visited Bunratty and spoke to Castle entertainers past and present as they celebrate 50 years of banqueting at Bunratty.
We welcome ye to Bunratty in Gaelic of Bunroy.
It's one of Ireland's most successful tourism stories. The medieval banquet at Bunratty Castle in County Clare is 50 years old. The banquet was the brainchild of Brendan O'Regan, chairman of Shannon Development at the time. John Ruddle is CEO of Shannon Heritage.
Brendan O'Regan was a great visionary, and Brendan would have started the banquets, and there was trial banquets in 1962 where he brought staff, administrative staff out from Shannon Development, who literally did the banquets at night time. And these trial banquets went on during 1962 to see could he come up with a formula that worked for the international tourism industry. And of course in 1963 the first commercial banquets were launched.
Good evening, my lady, you're very welcome.
It's here in the great dining hall of the castle that 2.5 million people have feasted at the banquet. Many of them were welcomed by Noel Murphy, who was a butler at Bunratty for 26 years.
There's a whole buzz of coming to a 500-year-old castle. They can't believe how authentic it is. They're charmed by the beauty of the ladies, the glamour of the gowns, the candle glow, the ambience, the smell of food cooking. And you could just see by their faces, you know, that they're just loving every minute of it.
In 1971, I was just finishing my leaving cert and applied for the job and joined the castles a week after finishing my leaving cert.
Deirdre Stevenson is now Senior Manager of Evening Entertainments.
It was a time when they really wanted to promote Ireland. So we were seen as sort of giving the story of Ireland through music and song and story through the entertainments that we provided here for the visitors and, of course, for people at home.
Phyllis Lippman from Mesquite, Nevada, USA.
You're drinking mead there. What does it taste like?
It tastes very sweet. I understand it's made of honey. And it's good. It's pretty good.
Is it potent?
It can be if you have enough.
And my name is Jean Dubay, and I live in St. Louis, Missouri. I'm looking just to see some Irish customs and the folklore and that kind of thing. I really like that.
The banquet was originally aimed at visitors from the United States, but for former butler Noel Murphy, it was the reaction of Irish guests that he enjoyed the most.
They probably grew up with the idea that this was a tourist-only kind of show, and that would be very Paddy Whackey and Faith and Begara and generally Derby O'Gill stuff. I assure you, it is far from that. It is a classy, wonderful, warm evening.
In 2008, there was a fall in visitor numbers, but CEO John Ruddle says it's picking up again.
Visitor numbers are quite good at the moment. Visitor numbers have grown this year by about 10% over last year, which is good news. And last year had grown about 5% over the year before. So thankfully, we're beginning to climb out of the difficulties that we had maybe 3 or 4 years ago when there was a big downturn in the tourism industry. And we're certainly finding that the gathering events, particularly around the local area here, are raising the numbers.
The banquet is also attracting tourists from the Asian market following a recent visitor, Deirdre Stevenson, again.
The most recent, exciting visitor we had was President Xi Jinping, and that whole banquet especially for him. So that was a very exciting project for all of us. There's now some interest coming in from China. How exciting.
Will there be medieval banquets in Bunratty in 50 years' time?
I'm absolutely sure there will be. I'm not sure will it be exactly identical to what it's like today, but I do think that the formula that was put together in the very early days, which has held so well over 50 years, I've no doubt will continue for another 50.
John Ruddle, Shannon Heritage Chief Executive, ending Petula Martin's report. It's 5 to 9.